Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. That's a way to start your morning with Kool and the Gang. And James Taylor from Kool and the Gang with a birthday today, turning 69 years old today. At the phone lines, Ambassador Francis Rooney is with us. He represented Florida's 19th District of the U.S. House from 2017 to 2021. Also served as the U.S. Ambassador to the Holy See from 2005 until 2008. Author of The Global Vatican, an inside look at the Catholic Church, world politics, and the extraordinary relationship between the United States and the Holy See. Ambassador Rooney, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks for having me on.
Recent op-ed over at FoxNews.com, people can go back and take a look. Pope Francis creates confusion as Putin's war against Ukraine rages. This op-ed was written a couple of weeks ago, but as far as I can tell, nothing has changed between then and now when it comes to the Holy See and the Pope's reaction and comments on the current war between Ukraine and Russia.
No, it probably won't. I mean, the Pope's kind of staked out a position here, which I think is defective, and this kind of stuff's really not his interest anyway. You saw in his statements he focuses on the suffering a little bit, but doesn't really talk about the geopolitical aggression and hegemonic territorial aggressions of Russia.
Now, what can you tell us? How has the Holy See, how has the Vatican used its soft power on the world stage in the past?
Well, historically, they've been very effective in engaging in border disputes and getting hostages back and setting up arrangements between countries that don't get along. And this Pope doesn't seem to pay much attention to that. He seems to be more worried about that historic Catholic Latin American anti-developed world, anti-U.S., not supporting the less developed world enough. All those kinds of issues seem to be consuming him.
What about the confusion this creates? Has the Pope been clear in any way about the way the Catholic Church should respond to this conflict, this war of aggression by Russia into Ukraine?
I think it's created a lot of uncertainty about the role the Holy See wants to play in diplomacy in the world, because here this Pope buys into this defective mantra that because NATO expanded to embrace the newly freed democracies in Eastern Europe, that we caused Putin or gave him justification to go ahead and destroy the Ukraine.
Now, this on its face should be a pretty simple call to make, I would think. I mean, I'm not the Pope, but you look and this is sort of a fight of good versus evil. But this is not that is not the way the Pope likes to describe things. At least this sort of conflict as a battle of good versus evil, no matter what sort of the externalities of it are. Why is that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, he said this is not, you can't look at this as good and evil. You've got to look at all the different complicating factors involved. And I don't understand that. If there's ever anything that was good versus evil in the recent, since World War II, this is it. You only have China, North Korea, and Belarus supporting Putin.
Talking with Ambassador Francis Rooney, who represented Florida's 19th District in the U.S. House from 2017 to 2021, also U.S. Ambassador to the Holy See from 2005 until 2008. Is the Pope and the Holy See an outlier in this case? Are other religions, other religious leaders stepping up to fill the void?
Yeah, I think there have been some other people speak up about it. I don't know exactly, but I don't think they were Catholic. And, of course, then you have the Russian Orthodox Church, which is a part of the state. They're kind of owned by Putin. And, of course, they're keeping quite silent about this and actually defending Russia.
You can check out the op-ed over at FoxNews.com. Pope Francis creates confusion as Putin's war against Ukraine rages. Is there any sort of apparatus under the Pope or other Catholic institutions that are taking up the mantle of helping Ukraine and talking about this in more stark terms?
I haven't seen it. That gets into this point about the hierarchical nature of the church. I think
right.
That in the geopolitical area, diplomatic area, I don't think you're going to see any cardinals criticizing what the Pope says too much. They didn't ever do that under any previous Pope either. Diplomacy is pretty well handled by the Holy See's Secretariat of State organization. And you said directly relates to Pope.
And you said earlier you don't really see a scenario or a circumstance in which the Holy See and the Pope's stance on this changes, or at least the public comments on the situation changes any time in the future.
No, I don't think he will. He's made his point, and it's sort of consistent with his view of things, but it's wrong. And he's kind of like he's treating the Russian aggression like I don't know, the World Food Program not sending enough wheat to a defective African country or something. That's ridiculous.
Ambassador Francis Rooney, he's a former U.S. House member and also a former U.S. ambassador to the Holy See from 2005 until 2008. You can find more at foxnews.com. This op-ed, Pope Francis creates confusion as Putin's war against Ukraine rages. Ambassador Francis Rooney, thanks so much for joining us here this morning on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate it. That's Ambassador Francis Rooney. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you're ready to lose weight and take control of your life again, then learn more about My Pure Health Solutions. You may be able to lose a couple of pounds or even a couple of meds, drop your blood pressure, and feel good once again. Steve lost more than 40 pounds 5 years ago and swears by My Pure Health Solutions. Drop that weight you've been thinking about for so long. It's real food, too. Find out more today, GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com. Scott Bertram in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. And as I mentioned earlier, I mentioned all the time, broadcasting here from the campus of Hillsdale College in Hillsdale, Michigan. And every now and then I talk about the fact, that the college itself, as you might know, takes no money from the state, takes no money from the federal government, not a penny, which means we have independence, which is a very, very good thing. People ask me all the time, because they know the reputation, they say, what is Hillsdale like? What's Hillsdale like? You work there. You've been there now for almost 7 years. What's it like? And the best way I describe it is that it is exactly the way you picture it to be. What you think Hillsdale is, it is. From the quality of the students, which are just second to none. These students are just unreal. My colleagues, the other faculty members here at Hillsdale, the administration, from Dr. Larry Iron's office, our president, all the way down. It's an amazing community, and we all are committed to the mission. We all want the same thing. And we can't do it without your help because, again, our students can't take federal loans. So we have scholarships privately funded, just page after page in our course catalog that students can apply for and earn. But we do that all with your help and the help of people who support us and our mission here at Hillsdale from the outside. Hillsdale.edu for more information. Hillsdale.edu for more information. And don't forget our wonderful online courses. A new one coming up. You can pre-register now for supply-side economics with Art Laffer. That's going to be fantastic. Hillsdale.edu. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money, too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. right here on the Steve Gruber Show. Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
Hi, Brad Hoos here, founder of Muskox Men's Outdoor Apparel. Muskox is a Michigan-based brand committed to quality and your love of adventure. We also donate $10 for every $100 purchase towards wildlife conservation. Look good and feel good in our quick dry quarter zip. It's super soft, moisture wicking, and tough enough to keep up with you. Visit GoMuskox.com. That's GoMuskox.com. GoMuskox.com for the best in outdoor adventure gear.